Our natural surroundings are objects of beauty and enjoyment, but when left to themselves, can often grow out of control and create problems at a variety of levels. This is what many believe regarding the black bear population here in New Jersey. They point to how when a bear hunt was stopped for the four-year period, the bear population grew, and that resulted in a sharp climb in bear confrontations. While the hunt was resumed, it was done in 2022 with a large number of limitations. This resulted in a low number of bears harvested that year and a continuation of bear confrontations as we went through this year. Reaction to this was not just the continuation of a bear hunt for 1 year, but for 5 years. Here to examine the situation, the decisions and mechanics of it, is a state assembly member for New Jersey's 24th District, who's also a candidate for the state Senate, Assemblyman Parker Space. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
You can contact not just Assemblyman Space, but if you're listening elsewhere in the state, whoever your representatives happen to be in the State House at njledge.state.nj.us. So as I referenced, Parker, back in 2022, yeah, we had the bear hunt, but because of limitations of where the hunt could take place, plus legal actions taken by opponents of the hunt, it was a low harvest, ergo the continuation of the bear problem. So what is the design of the hunt going to be for this year, and are those limitations still going to be in play?
Well, there is some limitations on it now. You can't, you know, shoot a cub under 75 pounds or a mother bear that has cubs with her. But hopefully, you know, it's a control hunt because we do have to control the bear population. Right here in this part of the state, in northwest New Jersey, we have the highest black bear population density-wise per square mile than any other state, you know, in the country. Even Alaska, we have more bears per square mile, black bears, than what the state of Alaska does. They have more bears than we have, but we have more per square mile. Up to 3 to 4 bears per square mile is a lot in a densely populated state.
Did hear, too, that because one of the, I guess, main points of contention had been what the bear population is, and the Fish and Game Council, I guess, has been told now that Rutgers University is doing their survey, and part of that is they're using drones to take aerial video of bear activity, more specifically crop damage being caused by bears and deer as well. So that could be a good identifier of where the areas of concern maybe are more precisely located.
Yeah, the biggest issue up here is that they're so common. People see them every day, and they don't get reported. If you have one that strolls through, you know, Union County, they might report it to Fish and Wildlife, or report it to the police, who are going to report it to Fish and Game. But up here, it's just a common occurrence. So there's so many bears that aren't reported. So I think that does throw off their survey a little bit on just how densely populated we are, because it's not uncommon for, you know, a lady to go to the grocery store and come back, open up her trunk and start bringing the groceries in the house, and she comes back for a second load of them, and there's a bear, you know, stealing food out of the back of her car, you know, ripping off a screen door, going into somebody's house. There's a lot of, you know, confrontational incidences between people and black bears that are never reported.
Now, the way I understand the mechanics of this process is the plan has been announced. We can get into the comprehensive black bear management policy in a second. But as far as the calendar is concerned, it'll be published in the October 2nd edition of the New Jersey Register and then automatically be declared official 5 days later, unless, and we always have to stick this in, the commissioner of the DEP, Jean-Laure Tourette, could potentially slam the brakes on all this.
Yes, I mean, there's always a lot of pushback on, you know, the other side. The majority of the people never encountered bears before or interactions with the black bear population that we have here in the state. But I think even Governor Murphy was getting enough heat where he knew he had to do something because a hungry bear is a lazy bear. They're going to take the easiest source of food. And as I said, it's not just taking down your garbage can. That's where the home invasions come in. And also with the farmers, the crops, you know, they will just lay in a cornfield and roll, you know, eating corn down, rolling down the corn stalks, and won't even stand up to walk around. So they definitely do a lot of crop damage. And another part, too, is that people do travel from all over to northwest New Jersey to go bear hunting. And it's a big part of it is that stimulates the economy too, because for one, bears are good to eat. People might not, you know, always think that, but there's a lot of people that do eat what they harvest. You know, you're also supporting the local businesses. People are staying in the hotels. They're going to the delis. They're using the taxidermists. They're using the butchers. So there's a whole lot goes into a bear hunt also, besides just controlling the population. It's also stimulating the economy.
I'm also glad you mentioned about the edible factor, I guess we'd call this, because a lot of people, this is not a trophy hunt. I mean, yeah, there are a couple out there. I'm not going to deny that. But the using bear for dinner is so prevalent. I didn't the Fish and Game Council last hunt also make available a bear meat cookbook?
Oh, absolutely. No, it's very good. You know, and like I said, it's just people don't realize, you know, that the hunting community that harvests these animals actually use every bit of them.
The plan, is, including the limitations that the Assemblyman Space referenced, it calls for an archery hunt in October and the six-day hunt in December during the annual six-day shotgun season. Hunters need a $2 permit to hunt bear within special zones set up within the northwestern part of the state where bear hunting is going to be allowed. Pretty much parts of Sussex, Warren, Hunterdon, Somerset, Morris, Passaic, and Bergen counties. Which that list alone, that I guess gives testimony to the fact just how widespread the bear activity has gotten, because a lot of people just probably don't imagine it happening outside of Sussex and Warren counties.
Yeah, no, they're definitely spreading, and they're territorial, you know, so the more bears that you have in a certain area, you know, the bigger males are going to push the other younger males out to have to expand into people's neighborhoods. And one thing we have to keep in mind, too, is that we have to control, you know, a healthy population of whatever species it is. And it doesn't matter if we're talking white-tailed deer, if we're talking foxes or raccoons. Each different type of animal can get a disease in it that Mother Nature controls the population if we don't. So if we can control a healthy population of black bears, we're not going to see any sort of a rapid disease going through them, because the last thing we want is a sickly bear walking through somebody's neighborhood. So, like you said, good conservation. We have to rely back on our fish and wildlife biologists. They're the professionals. You know, you can't go with the, you know, what your heartfelt emotions are. We have to follow the science that our biologists give us.
Talking with Assemblyman Parker Space, represents the 24th District in the State House, also a candidate for the State Senate. State House website, njledge.state.nj.us, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What is your response to those who say, as an alternative to a hunt, the maybe oversimplify by basically saying, just don't put your garbage out too early?
The bears are smart enough now. You know, it used to be if you put it out at nighttime, they get it through the night. But, you know, they'll come out in the morning, you know, almost stalk somebody out, take it to the end of the driveway. They're there before too long. And it's just a lot of, you know, reaction, knee-jerk reaction, I guess you would say, from people that have this, you know, Disney persona that these are big, fluffy, you know, happy characters where, you know, they're a big animal and they can be very dangerous. And like you said, we just have to use caution up here in the northwest part of the state. And, you know, also hopefully, you know, control them to keep them at a steady population and not an ever-increasing population.
I know they've all often turned to the idea of bear-proof garbage cans, but I actually saw this happen one time. A bear just basically popped it like a kid would pop a balloon, and the lid goes flying off, and it's dinner time.
They're smart. Like I said, it doesn't take them too long to work, navigate their way around just about any type of, you know, a deterrent that you can put in front of them.
Here at the radio studios, we have garbage dumpsters behind a fenced-in area. We heard a slam out there one time. We think, oh, they're here early to pick up the garbage. Nope, it was a family of bears. Mommy tossed the kids over the fence, and they were handing the bags of garbage over the fence back to Mommy. It was the most amazing thing you ever saw.
Yep, and that's Mommy's teaching the kids how to basically live off the welfare system, you know. Here's the handout for you.
If we knew that, we wouldn't be paying our trash people to come by and pay. I mean, we could save some money and get rid of that service, I guess. But
yep.
I caught this, too. It was the Animal Protection League of New Jersey, as well as former state senator, someone you probably know very well, Ray Lesniak. They have a concern about the New Jersey panel, the Fish and Game Council. Their problem is too many hunters on it. That's sort of like saying the medical board has too many doctors on it, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, the sportsman community, like I said, they want to make sure they're, you know, is maintained, you know, for hunting seasons to come. They enjoy wildlife, and everybody thinks that if you're a hunter, you have to go out and shoot something. That's a minimal part of what most people go out. It's being outdoors. It's enjoying, you know, the scenery and seeing the different animals. And so it's just all part of the process to make sure that, you know, we can sustain, as I keep saying, you know, a healthy population for many years to come, but we don't want the overpopulation.
Well, as I said, the bear hunt, short of any last-minute interruption or closing of the door, is set to begin in about a few weeks now, as far as the archery, and then in December for gun hunting. And $2 permit, you can go to your local permit provider, which if you're a hunter, I'm sure you know where they are, and we can start that local business activity that much faster as well, which is, again, as Assemblyman Space mentioned, is one of the many benefits that come from this bear hunt, which, short of, again, any interruption or change, looks to be a five-year plan with mutual benefits for the population of both humans and bears, if you want to be honest and fair about that. And want to get in contact with any member of the State House, including Assemblyman Parker Space, also candidate for the State Senate. State House website, njledge.state.nj.us, Assemblyman Parker Space. Thanks for presenting some rational thinking and realistic ideas into what people get overly emotional about, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me on, Chris.